hearing Ruth's view is really interesting, actually. And, you know, sometimes, I feel like there's almost this kind of air of mystique and kind of sacredness around classical music. And I think that, in my opinion, is what can make it alienating for young people sometimes. When I was in Cardiff, I did a lot of work with Sinfonia Cymru, and they initiated something really interesting, which was something called Sinfonia Cymru Curate. And it was a group of young people from the orchestra and actually young people that weren't in the orchestra. And they kind of gave them the reins, and they were given a pot of money, and they were allowed to curate their own experiences. And it was really interesting, actually, when you give young people the freedom to curate what their ideal experience would be, still with classical music at the heart, but when you give them, enable them to be able to do that, it's really interesting what comes out. And all of these people were people like me, like Ruth, who were immersed in classical music from a really young age, but what they were telling us was that actually we don't really want to play in a concert hall, and we don't really want to enforce, you know, this whole thing of, oh, you can't clap in front of movements, and if you do, then, you know, it's sacrilege. And, you know, they really didn't want that at all. And actually, you know, they curated some really interesting experiences, you know, gigs in pubs, for instance. And, you know, you were allowed to clap between movements, and you were allowed to take a drink in, and you were allowed to, you know, take selfies with the quartet, God forbid, and all that kind of stuff. And it was really interesting, and we saw a real flip, and the demographic of people that were attending those experiences was completely different. So, you know, I'm all for, you know, I absolutely adore classical music. You know, it's been with me the majority of my life, but I think at some point we have to acknowledge that, you know, you raised the point about it being relatable. It needs to relate to the people that you're trying to engage with, and I think it, you know, you could be kind of banging your head against a brick wall if you're just kind of saying, well, you know, here's classical music in a box, period, the end.